Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's Louise again, and I'm in Penny Lane. And just as I start talking, a car alarm goes off, but that's the joy of the Isle of Wight Festival. I've got Amy with me as well. But we've wandered into the Dimbola Lodge stand, which is always really fascinating. And I've been joined by two long-standing volunteers, Steve Brook and Vic King, who are going to hopefully tell us a little bit more about some of the history of the festival. And we'll just have a general chat, I think, because it's such an interesting subject. Steve, if I start with you first, how long have you been volunteering for Dimbola?
Probably about 10 years, although during the walking festival I do a guided walk from Dimbola out to the festival site at Afton, and that's been 16 years now. And every year you just think, well, no one else is interested now, and then you get more interest. So it's been involved in Dimbola for about 15-16 years, but actually volunteering for this, it's about 10.
It flows down the generations, though. Stories get passed down, don't they? I mean, it was such an incredible thing that happened. Just to imagine that many people on the Isle of Wight is crazy for a start off.
Yeah, I mean, you think the population of the island back in 1970 was about 130,000, and the estimated attendance at the festival was 650,000.
So that's crazy.
If everyone on the island had gone, that still leaves 500,000 people coming across.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, you just can't comprehend it, I don't think.
No.
But it's a generational thing, and also the internet and things like YouTube has helped. People are discovering things all the time, so that adds to the mythology of it all, I think.
So do you presumably get people from all over the world come, do you, to find out more?
You find that certainly music fans, the Isle of Wight Festival is as important as Woodstock was to America, and where it was Hendrix's last big performance in the UK. It's got that mythical standing as well. So, again, every generation comes along, discovers Hendrix for the first time through rifling through their granddad's record collection or their dad's record collection. So it goes on, and it gets busier every year.
Vic, you also volunteer, and you are really interested in the history of the festivals. What attracted you to first come and volunteer with Dimbola and get involved?
I suppose that all that history element of the original festivals. With a couple of friends, we self-published a book in 1995 called Isle of Wight Rock, which was a 40-year history of rock music on the island from 1955 to 1995, and obviously a huge part of that was those three original festivals. So that's where my interest came from. And Dimbola have got the two Dimbola trustees, Dr. Brian Hinton and Roger Simmons, are absolute rock music fanatics. So being friends with them, I was just particularly keen to help and volunteer on the festival days like today.
It's a treasure trove, the Isle of Wight, for rock and roll, really, but people forget because we're small.
Yeah, the Dylan Festival, the year 1969, year before, was another huge event, and then little connections of Dylan saying he was keen to come here because he wanted to see the home of Alfred Lord Tennyson. There are parallels that you can draw from music back to the, you know, Julia Margaret Cameron and all that era, which of course is the other, well, is the main element of Dimbola. The music is extra, but that's still the main Dimbola focus, for want of a better word.
Yeah,
the focus wasn't Mrs. Cameron's speciality.
It was a very apt word, though, to use, I think. So when you come to the festival site and you've got your stand here, is it really good for awareness of Dimbola in general? Do people, do they, for example, come here and then they're maybe on a holiday for a week and say, oh, we'll pop over while we're down? Do they?
The festival itself is not just a weekend thing for a lot of people. They'll make a week of it while they're on the island, then they'll go and visit things at Osborne House. Hopefully, if they're not aware of Dimbola, this will trigger their interest and they'll visit Dimbola as part of their holiday. So we get regular people come back year after year. You know, you start to recognise them. They come over for the festival and they'll pop in and say hello. So it's become as much as the festival as the big top and the main stage. Well, I don't think so anyway.
Well, I certainly think when you go to Dimbola, there's such a rich history of stuff there, both creatively and to do with the festivals. People maybe don't realise that till they've visited, and just to have a taster of it here is probably really helpful.
It certainly gives it a higher profile, and certainly I think people will come in here, perhaps they've heard of Dimbola and may have passed it a few times without actually going in, but once they visit it, it becomes like their own little bolt hole that they can go back to, and then they'll pass the word on. So it's a best kept secret.
And it's also got a wonderful cafe.
And I think, going back to the music again, of course there's a new feature at Dimbola that's only been open for 2 or 3 weeks now, but besides the permanent exhibition about the original Isle of Wight Festival, there is a new Jimi Hendrix themed exhibition that's just opened in what was the old bookshop. So I think it's been quite encouraging today, Steve. Already people have said they've either been out there already to see it, or they're going to go next week visiting Dimbola as part of their trip over this time.
Well, that's fantastic news, and long may it continue. Thank you both for joining for this interview, and we hope to see you. Well, hope you have a good festival, first of all, and we'll probably see you again this time next year.
Well done, Victus Radio. You'll do it
next year.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. It's a date.
Yeah, thank you, then.
Thank you.
We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Victus Radio, online and on FM 104.6.